අඥාන පිනිරාන්නච්ච ඥානාන්‍ය ශලාපය චක්ෂු මිනිතාම් දේනා තස්මයි සීගරවේ ශ්‍රී චෛතන්‍ය මනෝභිෂ්ඨම් ස්ථාපිතම දේන භූතලේ සෑම රූපකදාමයම් දදාති සපදාන්තම් හේ කෘෂ්ණ කරුණාසිංහෝ දීනබන්ධු ජගත්පතේ ගෝපීසු ගෝපිකා කාන්ත රාධා කාන්ත නමස්තුතේ සප්තකාංචන ගෞරාංගී රාධී වසන්දාවනේශ්වරී බ්‍රිඛවහානු සුතේ දේවී ප්‍රණවාමි හරිප්‍රිය වංචාපල්පතරුභ్యశ్చ ත්‍රිපාසන්දු భయవచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవేన్న హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే బిఫోర్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆన్ ది వర్సెస్ already quoted by my disciples, I may be permitted to read a portion of my preface to the Hare Krishna movement. Those who are our life members, they have got the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, part 1. There you will find this preface, but for Dylan information as to the need of this Krishna consciousness movement, I may read a portion of it. We must know the present need of human society. And what is that need? Human society is no longer bounded by geographical needs, just like we are traveling all over the world. Not only once, but twice, thrice in a year. Because there is facility for traveling the airways, so it has become very easy to go from country to country, and practically, while I am in India, all my disciples are coming here from different parts of the world every morning. There are facilities now. Therefore, the world is now not limited by geographical conditions. Anyone can go anywhere very swiftly. You can go to London from Bombay within 9 hours. So, the world is not bounded anymore by geographical limits to the particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Age, and the world tendency is towards one state of human society. There is already the United Nations. In New York, they have constructed a big organization establishment, United Nations, but actually when we pass through that road, I think it is first telling you, instead of being united, the flags of the nations are increasing. They are becoming disunited. Just like in India, our independence movement was started by Mahatma Gandhiji for uniting all the different sections of the people But actually the result was that instead of being united, India was partitioned. And the partition has become so poisonous that formerly there was only sporadic Hindu-Muslim riots in some place. Now there is organized fighting between Pakistan and Hindustan. So, although the tendency is to unite, but in fact, it is not being united, they are becoming disunited more and more. Not only the Hindus and Muslims, now in India there are many provincial questions, just like in Andhra, the fight is going on for separation. Punjab is already separated. So, actually, we are not being united. We are being separate. So, the ideas of human society is broader than in the Middle Age, and the world tendency is towards one state or one human society. The ideas of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of the entire human society, nay, on the entire energy of living beings. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for not only uniting the human society, but also all living entities. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshina Vidya Vinaye Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunicheta Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. When one is actually Pandit, learned, he becomes Samadarshi. Vidya Vinaye Sampanne. One learned Brahmani, gentle Brahmani. Vidya Dadati Namrata. Education means one becomes gentle, sober, cool-headed. Therefore, it is said, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. When one is learned, advances education, he must be very gentle, not haughty. So, Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Gobi Hastini. And one side, the Brahmana with gentle behavior, learned scholarship, and the other side, an animal, say a cow, or a dog, or an elephant, and another side, the Chandala, the lowest of the human society. According to Vedic civilization, the dog eaters are called chandal. Just like in Hindu society, a person is not permitted to eat cow's flesh. Even in human society, although they are eating different types of flesh, one is considered abominable than the other. The cow eaters are taken as abominable than the goat eaters. And the dog eaters are accepted as abominable than the goat eaters. So, although they are eating flesh, they have got some distinction. That is material. But according to Vaishnava philosophy, because a Vaishnava sees every living entity, not only human beings, not only animals, birds and beasts, anyone. Pandita Samadarsha. If he one is actually learned and advanced, he sees all living entities on the equal status. Because the reason is that a learned Vaishnava, Vaishnava, Brahmana, Vaishnava, Brahmana, Pandit, these are the definitions. A Brahmana cannot be illiterate or rascal. And after becoming Brahmana, one has to become Vaishnava. Brahmana, generally, Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. One who knows Brahma, Brahma Bhuta. At the present moment, we are under the bodily concept of life. Every one of us. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am Grihastha. There are so many designations. So these designations are pertaining to the body and mind. But when you transcend the bodily and the mental concept of life, then you can become Vaishnava. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Mad bhakti. Vaishnava means bhakta. Devote. So, this Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for devotee. Without becoming devotee, one cannot become Krishna conscious. The non-devotee the non-devotee accept Krishna. As ordinary person. Abhajananti manamura manasim tanumasu. Because Krishna comes before you as a human being. Therefore, because one has not sufficient knowledge about Krishna, param bhavam ajananta, therefore, such foolish person accepts Krishna as ordinary human being, or a little better than ordinary human being. But that is not the fact. Krishna is true Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the verdict of Vedic instruction. Ete Chansakala Pumsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan Sayam. There is a leaf of incarnation of God in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Buddha is also accepted as Sakkare Savata. Especially empowered incarnation of Krishna. Keshava Dhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. Although Buddhism, we do not accept the philosophy of Buddhism, we Vaishnava, we do not accept, but we accept Lord Buddha as incarnation of Krishna. Kesava-dhita-buddha-sarira jaya-jaga-dhi-sahari sadaya-dhidaya-dhar-sita-pasuk-ātam. Lord Buddha here being very much compassionate on the matter of animal flesh. As nowadays, animal slaughter
is going on without any check. Similarly, sometime before, about 2,500 years ago, in India, the same conditions were. Vedic civilization is very vigorous. According to Vedic civilization, the king has to give protection to all the praja. Praja means one who has taken birth in his kingdom. Praja too. So, the animal is also praja of the government. The trees are also praja of the government. So formerly, nobody could slaughter an animal, nobody can cut even a tree without leaf, without sanction by the deity in that. At the present moment, in our country, this Bharatvarsha is called Punya Bhumi. Actually, it is so. Because on this land, all the great saintly persons appeared, the incarnation of God, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha Dev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the big acharya, Shankaracharya, Sri Ramanuja acharya, Madhya acharya, Vishnu Swami. So, Vyas Dev, all of them appeared on the sacred land of Bharatvarsha. But the present Bharatvarsha has degraded so much that we have lost our daily culture. We are now eating meat, we are eating, drinking wine, and we are having illicit sex life and inland in family. This is in that position. It is due to this Kali Yuga. Otherwise, the land is Punya Bhumi. Because the land is Punya Bhumi, therefore, in spite of so much fallen condition, still you are anxious to hear about Krishna. You ladies and gentlemen who have come here, sacrificing your time. Why? Because still the baby culture is simply within your heart and your answer to hear about Krishna, to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. Even somebody wants to cheat you, but because it is advertised in the name of Bhagavad Gita, many people come. So, Bharat Bhumi is Punya Bhumi, the land of quiet. Who should understand? After many past activities, I have traveled all over the world. They have got enough money, enough material facilities, but still, the daily culture is different. It is so hard. And it is taken still in estimation, in adoration, all over. So, my request, especially to the Indians, that do not neglect your culture, the Vedic culture. Vedic culture means Krishna consciousness.
There is no other different meaning of Vedic culture. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have seen Sarvasya Chaham Vidhisarni Vishya Matta Smriti Jnana Mapohanancha. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedam. The Krishna is to be understood. Vedic culture means to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Vedic culture, all the Vedas, their meaning, how to understand Krishna. Devesya sarvai ahame Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the end. There is, everything has got the ultimate, the supreme. Samambonam. The Samambonam of Vedic knowledge or Vedanta is Krishna. So, that Vedanta knowledge, Krishna personified, he is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is searching after God. Where is God? What is God? What is the meaning of God? What God does? What is the power of God? So many things. So everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is God? Sarvaksa. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, what is God? That is the first question of the Vedanta Sutra. Athāyata brahma jigyāsa. The human life is specially meant for inquiring about God. Unfortunately, people, instead of inquiring God, that very much is now to inquire about God. This is the position. There are big, big dog shows in India. At the present moment, we are seeing many places. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is to revive the Vedic culture. And the Vedic culture, another name of Vedic culture is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means eternal. And Dharma means characteristic. Dharma generally in English is translated religion. Religion means a kind of faith. I believe in such and such faith. I believe in the Mohammedan faith. I believe in Christian faith. I believe in Buddha faith. But actually, dharma does not mean faith. Dharma means characteristics. What is that characteristic? Just like every thing, every little item has got its characteristics. Just like take for example chili. It is very hot. The more the chili is hot, it is good. But if the sugar becomes hot, like chili, it is immediately rejected. But if the chili is hot, you accept. It is good chili. Similarly, dharma means characteristics of the living entity. That is dharma. The living entity is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Mamaimansa jiva bhuta jiva loki sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. God is eternal, sanatana. We are eternal, sanatana. And there is an eternal place also. This material world is not eternal. The characteristic of this material world is that it appears at a certain date. It continues to stay for a certain period. It develops, then it dwindles, and then vanishes. Just like our body, your body, my body, it has got a date of appearance. It is going are changing from one state to another. It will stay for some time. From this body, some byproducts will come out, sons and daughters. And then it will become old, dwindling, diminishing, and then it will vanish. One day it will come, no more this body. Similarly, this material world is also like that. It is a gigantic body only. Whole mass cosmic manifestation has a date of its creation. It is expanding and it is giving so many byproducts. Then time will come, which is called devastation. There will be no more rain and everything will dry up. All living entities will die. Then there will be devastating rainfall. Everything will be absorbed in water and then vanish. We have got this information from Vedic literature. So this is not Sanatana Dham. This is not eternal Dham. This is temporary. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhutta Bhutta Praliyate. It comes into existence and it disappears. Therefore it is not Sanatana Dham. But there is another Dham, Sanatana, eternal. That is also, there is information in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasma tu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. So there is Sanatana Dham. The living entity is Sanatana and God is Sanatana. Krishna is Sanatana. So these three Sanatana, just like we have our dealings. In Bombay, there are so many businessmen. The place is Bombay and two parties, business parties, they are dealing. Similarly, but these are all temporary. Our staying in Bombay city is temporary, the dealing is temporary. But there is another place, which is called Sanatana Dham. That place is eternal, and the parties, namely God and the living entities, both of them eternal, their dealing also eternal. That eternal dealing is called Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes. These descriptions are there in the Vedic Samhita, Brahma Samhita, Chintamani Pratara Sadma Su Kalpa Vritta Latha Vritti Su Suravira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasva Sata Samrama Sebhumanam Govindam Adipurisam Tamaham Bhajam. Govinda has dealing. That dealing he represents exactly when he comes, when he appears on this planet, and that dealing is exhibited in Vrindavan Dham. You know Vrindavan Dham. When Krishna comes, about 43 crores of years interval, Krishna comes. These estimations, these things are there. Krishna comes in one day of Brahma. The duration of Brahma's day, you know, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajat brahmana vidhu. This means 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. That is the duration of one day of Brahma. And similarly, the duration of his night. So, Krishna comes in one day during that duration. So when Krishna comes, he comes here, the same place, Vrindavan. Therefore, Vrindavan is held in so much estimation by the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrijasatanaya. Aradhya, worshipful deity, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Vrijesa. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrijasatanaya Taddhamam Vrindavanam. Similarly, his place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. Therefore, those who are Vaishnavas, especially Gauriya Vaishnavas, they live in Vrindavan. In numbers, there are hundreds and thousands of Gauriya Vaishnavas still living in Vrindavan, because they worship the land, Vrindavan, as good as Krishna, because it is Krishna's place. So, the Sanatana Dham, Vrindavan is also part of the Sanatana Dham. The living entity is Sanatana, eternal, na hanyate hanyamane sarire. We do not die after destruction of this body. This is the preliminary instruction to understand Vedic knowledge or spiritual knowledge. If you do not understand the plain fact that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I live within this body. Dehina sing jatha dehi. Dehina. Dehina means the proprietor of the body. Idam sariram kaunteya khetra iti abhidhiyate. This sarira, this body is called khetra. And a person or the living entity who is working on this body, he is called khetra gaun. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, they have come to this understanding of Kshetra and Kshetragna. Kshetragna means you. I know about my body, about the interest of my body. If somebody wants to kill me, I take protection, because it is my body, Kshetra. Just like your leg. If somebody comes to encroach upon it, to take care, similarly, this body is Kshetra, the field of activities. And I, or you, the proprietor of the body, is Kshetra Jna, one who knows about the body. But there is another Kshetra Jna, that is Krishna. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Kshetra Jna cha bhimana vidhi, sarva khetre subharat. Sarva Khetra. Krishna is also Khetra Jna. Krishna is also sitting as I am sitting within this body. Similarly, Krishna is also sitting within this body. Isara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyese Vajjana Tisa Brahman Sarva Bhutani Jantra Rurhani Mayaya. He is directing. Actually, under his instruction, we are taking permission, just like you do business in your business office, establishment, but you have to take permission, license from the government. It is very easy to understand. Although you are proprietor of the business, you cannot do anything without being permitted by the government. Similarly, although this body is yours, you are the proprietor of this body, you have been given freedom to utilize the body to your best interest. Still, you cannot do anything without the permission of Krishna. That is the subject matter to understand spiritual life. Sarvatma chaham vidhi yasya. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. sarvasya chaham ridhishan nivishta. I am entered in everyone's body. Matta smiti jnanam apohanancha. Through me, one remembers and one forgets. Because our capacity is very limited. We forget very soon. Even we do not know 2 hours before what we are doing. But that is our nature. Therefore, Krishna helps us from within. Even though we forget, Krishna does not forget. That is also there in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna asks him, Krishna, you say that you gave instruction on Bhagavad Gita long, long ago, some 40,000 of millions of years ago to Sun God. How can I believe it? Because we are contemporary. So Krishna answers, yes, at that time you are also present, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the distinction between ordinary living being and the supreme being. The supreme being is also nitya. The supreme being is also conscious. As we are, eternal, nitya, and conscious. That is the statement of the Vedas. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. He is the supreme conscious. He is the supreme living being. Therefore, Krishna is person. Krishna is not impersonal. Impersonal feature is one of the partial manifestation of Krishna. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana ahana pratishtha. Krishna is the basis of Brahma. But the original Brahma is Krishna, Parabrahma, as Arjuna accepted. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is India's movement because it was started from India. It is meant for everyone because every living entity is sanatana, eternal. It is not that only Indians are eternal. Everyone is eternal. Even the animals, they are also eternal. They have got different body according to their karma. Therefore, pandita samadarshana. The pandit does not see the outward dress. Yet if we talk with you, I do not see what kind of dress you have got. I talk with you as gentlemen. Similarly, a pandit sees the inner soul. He does not see the outward dress. That here is a human being, or here is an American, here is an Indian, here is a Brahman, or here is a elephant, or dog, or chandala, or tree. No. He sees only the spirit soul, the part and parcel of Krishna. And as soon as one sees the part and parcel of Krishna, he immediately remembers Krishna. So therefore, one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, even though he sees a tree, immediately sees Krishna. But as soon as he sees the tree, he understands that this tree is standing here for 7,000 of years, according to his karma. But here is a living entity. And this living entity is the part and parcel of Krishna. And as soon as he remembers Krishna, he sees Krishna. Just try to understand. Therefore, a Mahabhagavat, advanced devotee, he sees everything. But in everything, he sees Krishna, Krishna's energy. That is perfection of life. That is Brahma Bhuta life. Realization of Brahma in everything. He understands himself, he understands others. Just like when there is sunrise, in the darkness of night. I cannot see you properly. Neither you can see me properly. Suppose in the street, at dark, we cannot see. It will pass very near. Similarly, in darkness of ignorance, we do not know actually what is our position. But as in the daytime, when there is sunlight, you can see the sun, you can see the world, you can see yourself, you can see your friend, you can see the whole world. Therefore, we have to see Krishna. Then this stage will come. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastane sunite cha sapasu pandita samadas. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that one can see in terms of Krishna consciousness. In terms of Krishna consciousness means that every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says, Mamayivamsa, Jivamud, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. In another place he says, Sarvajonishu kaunte sambhavanti murte, tasang mahajani brahma, aham bija kodokita. So, Krishna is the aham bija kodokita. Just as the father gives the bija, joni, the mother is the joni, and the father is the bija. Jatha bijam, jatha joni. We get our body by the bija and joni. Simply this material world is the joni, mother, and the Krishna is the bija. Aham bija pada pita. So, in this way, different forms of life has come. 8,400,000 species of life. So, they are all sanatana. All these living entities are sanatana. But on account of their forgetfulness, being diverted, misled by the illusory energy, maya apadita jnanam, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana prabhadante mura duskitina naradhama maya apadita jnanam. Their jnan, their knowledge has been taken away by maya. Therefore, they do not understand Krishna. Namang prabhadante mura, because they are foolish, rascal. Therefore, maya has taken their knowledge. And therefore, namang prabhadante, they do not surrender unto me. Therefore, Krishna's last instruction is, sarva dharmān parityajya māmetaṁ saraṇaṁ. So we have gradually discussed all these points. The preliminary is that the present moment, although we are trying to be united, united nation, united society, united religion, united so many things, we are trying to be united. Communism, united community. But this unity can be possible only when we are actually learned in Krishna consciousness. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastine suniketa sapakita pandita asana. One has to become learned. And the process of learning is not very difficult. It is very easy. Especially for the men of this age. That is this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is it very difficult for you? God has given you tongue. We are talking so many things, whole day and night. But if you utilize this tongue for chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, what is the loss there? That is the injunction of the Shastra. Kalau nāsteva 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 gati nannatha. Harennāma 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 iva kīvalam. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu preached this verse. Cheta dhatpana mājanam bhava mahādāvāgne mitpāpanam kāvitaranam vidyāvadhu jīvanam anandam vidivadhanam pratipadam pūrnam mitātvādanam sarvātma sapanam param vijayati Sri Krishna saṅkītanam. So, this Krishna consciousness for man is spreading this cult of Krishna understanding.
And we have got very good feelings. Communing, as I have stated here in this, the ideal for spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of the entire human society, nay, on the entire energy of the living being. This is spiritual communism. The communist cult is concentrating on the state. That is also limited. Not only on the state, there are several limitations. Actual communism is the Siddhādhināya sampanne brāhmane gavī hachyane sunete sa sapātuta pandita samadharishuna. Pandita samadharishuna. We see equal, not only the learned brahmin. The learned brahmin or the elephant or the cow or the dog or the sandala. No matter what about the bodily condition is there, the spiritual condition is the same. Pandita samadhi, this samatha, this communism, equality is perfect. The modern theory of communism, that I am good, my brother is good, and all that. This is not correct. When we can see that I am good, my brother is good, the dog is good, the cat is good, the Englishman is good, every living entity is good. That is common. That is perfect common. So, the Krishna consciousness movement of the Bhagavad Dharma, there is ideal communism. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam in the seventh canto, Narada Muni instructing to Maharaj Yudhishthira about this communism. That a grihastha, before taking lunch, he must see that every insect, every leader, every cat, every rat,
yes, snake in that house must have been fed. Must have taken that food. This is so hospitable that the householder, the owner of the house, not only see that his wife, children, servants are well fed, but in the rats, cats, or the insect, or the lizard, or even the snake, has got his food. This is the ideal of communism. Because when you are funded, learned, you cannot distinguish that this is animal and this is human. He can treat them differently because their consciousness. But on the basic principle, the living entity, any living entity, it doesn't matter whether it's animal or man, he is part and parcel of Krishna. See, you cannot kill one living entity for the satisfaction of the tongue of others.